Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Some animals have a reputation that's hard to shake. Take the camel spider. Many Americans are familiar with them based on photos that came out of the Iraq War in the early 2000s. A giant desert spider with a leg span somewhere between the size of a pack of cigarettes and a full-grown man's calf, though the latter one turned out to be a trick of forced perspective. There were rumors they ran through the desert screaming and jumping on camels, that they would hide in ambush in sleeping bags ready to inject you with venom. But U.S. military personnel are not the first to tell stories about the camel spider. In South Africa, they're sometimes called beard trimmers because some people believe that if you sleep on the ground, camel spiders will come trim your hair in your sleep and use it to line their nests. In parts of North Africa and the Middle East, legend has it that they chew at the bellies of camels until their intestines fall out so they can eat them or that they can lay their eggs in their stomachs. None of this is true, of course. For starters, camel spiders are not spiders at all, but solifugids. These arachnids live on every continent except Antarctica and Australia, and all 1,150 species have 8 legs and 2 body sections like spiders, scorpions, ticks, and mites, but they're different enough to belong to their own order. Secondly, they are aggressive, but they're also non-venomous, and the large jaws of most species can't even break through human skin, much less a camel's belly. The largest camel spider has a leg span of around 6 to 8 inches, that's 15 to 20 centimeters, which is big for a spider, but it's not horror movie territory, and they seem to take little to no observable interest in human hair. We spoke with Christy Reddick, founder of The Bug Chicks, an educational company that uses arthropods to teach young people about social issues like prejudice, racism, educational potential, and personal development. She said, The thing about Salafugids is you don't really need to make stuff up about them for them to be fascinating. I was in Kenya when I first saw one, and I went to catch it, and it ran up the side of the wall, right up to my eye height. It reared back and rubbed its jaws together to stridulate. Some people say they scream, but it's more of a hissing, rasping noise. It had such an attitude, I just fell in love. It would seem difficult to fall in love with an arachnid with the stage presence of a pro wrestler and the body of an animal whose parts were scavenged from the invertebrate salvage yard, but such is the allure of the camel spider. Reddick said, if you do a rapid count of what appears to be legs, they look like they have 10 legs, but their first pair are actually mouth parts called pedipalps. I kind of think of them as mouth hands. They help facilitate bringing prey into their big jaws. But when they run, they use them kind of like antenna or long legs in the front. They also have mouth claws called chelicerae, which are used for a dizzying variety of purposes, one of which seems to be transferring packets of sperm from male to female camel spiders. Most Salafugids are nocturnal, extremely territorial, and top predators in arid ecosystems. They eat other predators in the same size range as them or a bit larger. They even eat each other. They don't have venom. It's unnecessary because their jaws are so powerful. They can manipulate their food through their mouths by sawing their prey back and forth, like an old-timey cartoon character eating a cob of corn. Salafugids are also wildly fast, able to reach speeds of about 10 miles per hour, that's 16 kilometers per hour, and seem to be able to run for as long as you care to chase them. But with that comes a metabolism that requires nearly constant fueling. So they eat a lot, but that doesn't necessarily explain one Salafugid behavior, mass ant assassinations. For some reason, camel spiders will sometimes go after an ant's nest, just tearing ants in half left and right until they're surrounded by an enormous heap of rended ant carcasses. Some scientists think maybe they're killing the ants to save them as a snack for later, but Reddick published a paper in 2014 about the diet of Salafugids, and she and her co-author found that they don't particularly like eating ants. Another explanation for this behavior could be that they're trying to clear out the ant nest in order to find a nice place to escape the desert sun, but it's really a mystery as to why they do this. Reddick pointed out that another possibility, though, is that camel spiders attack ant nests to get at the larva and pupa inside. She explained, these don't bite and are super soft, squishy little protein and fat bombs. But you can add the mass murder of ants to the long list of things scientists don't understand about Salafugids. But remember, even though they act wild, they can't hurt you. Reddick said, just because something is a predator or even defensive or aggressive, it doesn't make it a bad or mean animal. Salafugids have so much great attitude, and they're soft and fuzzy. When you pet one, it's like petting a little mouse, a little demon mouse. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other creepy, crawly topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.